Hello and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis.
I'm Jean Marie.
I'm Ron.
Welcome back, Ron. And I'm Lita. Haven't seen you in a while, since last year.
Oh, you're the first one to use that joke this year. Back at ya. I know I've been a little AWOL lately, but I do have an upcoming archery tournament in Vegas in a couple of weeks, so I've been kind of working on that, and I appreciate your patience.
That's okay. We've been holding down the fort,
as they say. And I do appreciate all your assistance as well in the matter.
That's okay. Well, I was just messing with you, but collectively, we are the hosts of Podcast DX, and today's show, we are going to talk amongst ourselves about radon.
Radar? Like Corporal Walter Radar O'Reilly from the TV series MASH?
I love MASH, but no.
We're going to talk about the stuff that kills bugs dead?
No, radon.
Oh, the colorless, odorless, radioactive gas that might be lurking in your home right now?
Yes, radon.
Okay.
According to the American Cancer Society, radon is present outdoors and indoors. It is normally found at very low levels in outdoor air and in drinking water from rivers, lakes, and wells. I had to throw that in there because it's in our well. It can be found at higher levels in the air, in houses and other buildings as well, and as well as underground sources, such as well water, which I already mentioned that.
Okay, so it can be found indoors, outdoors, and in water, and it's a radioactive gas. So I guess that means it's bad for you to breathe in?
You bet. Radon forms naturally when uranium, thorium, or radium, which are all radioactive materials, they break down in rocks, soil, and also in groundwater.
Absolutely right, Ron. And I guess you've been looking at the CDC website as well?
Of course I have. They also said there that people that can be exposed to radon primarily from breathing it through cracks and gaps in buildings as well as homes. Because radon comes naturally from the earth, people are always exposed to it. There are areas, however, that might have a higher concentration than others.
And I know that we have a radon catchment system in our basement, and I wonder how the previous owners knew that this house had radon.
Well, having your home tested is the only effective way to determine whether you or your family is at risk of high radon exposure. And before you ask, yes, I also got my info from the CDC.
So can I ask, if you found radon here in your house, does that mean it's pretty common in this general area with all the homes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was looking at the map of radon data in the U.S., and it seems like the southern states have less of it than us here up north. The listeners at home, you can actually look up your own area on the CDC map to see if you are living in a high or a low radon area as well.
And I should put a link for that map on our website.
It's always good to add quick links for our listeners. They might find it helpful. Now, let's talk a little bit why radon is harmful.
Okay. So, first, when you breathe in radon, radioactive particles get trapped in your lungs and increase the risk of developing lung cancer. If you're a smoker, you're at a higher risk than those that don't smoke. Your chances of getting lung cancer from radon mostly depend on three things: how much radon is in the home, how much time you spend in the home, and whether you are or have ever been a smoker, whether you burn wood, coal, or other substances that add carcinogenic particles to the indoor air.
Right. And so people that spend most of their time at home are at a greater risk. I guess home is not only where the heart is, it's also where the radioactive material that can be causing cancer is.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. And every home should be tested, even if it has been built to be radon resistant. I found that 11 states require radon resistant features in new homes. 39 states and the District of Columbia have radon laws requiring mitigation and disclosure of radon levels in real estate transactions. And you may want to test your home both in the winter and in the summer. A study conducted by the Pennsylvania State University found that radon levels may be up to 10 times higher in the summer than in the winter.
The EPA strongly recommends that you have a professional install a radon mitigation system if your home radon test results is 4 picocuries or more. And if your home result is between 2 and 4 picocuries, I love that word, you should consider a radon mitigation system.
All right. If nobody else is going to ask, I've got to ask, Lita, what is a picocurie?
No idea. Gene?
Well, it's a trillionth of a curie.
Oh, okay. Whew. That sums it up.
Well, our listeners cannot see us looking at you right now, Gene.
No, nor can they gather from the looks on our faces that, we're still clueless. Gene, can you go a little bit more in depth? What's it all about?
Sure. A curie is a measure of radioactivity of 1 gram of radium. So as radium decays, it decays at a rate of about 2.2 trillion disintegrations per minute. And picocurie represents 2.2 disintegrations per minute. So in other words, it's a unit of measure for radioactivity. And there are specially trained service providers that will come out and test and provide mitigation or fix a radon problem in your home. And you can also purchase radon detectors and measurement things online. And I would go to your state and see, because all you have to do is contact the state's radon program for help, and they'll help you find qualified professionals in your area.
Well, we know that radon can cause cancer, but exactly how dangerous is it?
Well, radon is suspected to be responsible for about 21,000 lung cancer deaths per year. It's the number one cause of lung cancer deaths among non-smokers. In water, it is less likely to cause a problem. Only about 20 of 13,000 stomach cancer deaths were actually the result of drinking radon-contaminated water. Most of us get our water from city supplies and not wells anymore.
Well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Well, preventing the inhalation of radon gases in the home should be a priority, especially when you're in areas where the radon is very high.
Right. And radon gets inside the home through cracks in the solid floors, construction joints, cracks in the walls, gaps in the suspended floors, gaps around service pipes, cavities inside the walls, and besides in the drinking water if you have a well.
And I know we have a charcoal filter in our as part of our water filtration system, and that must be there to remove the radon.
Yep, and there are other ways to remove radon from the water. There are aeration devices which bubble air through the water in a contained system. The radon gas is then sent out into the atmosphere through an exterior exhaust fan.
So that's how the radon is kept from harming you when it's in your well water. How can we remove radon from our homes?
Well, it's not a do-it-yourself home repair. It is kind of a serious problem. So you should have a radon mitigation specialist, and I can at least tell you how they would do it. They would drill a hole in the home's foundation and install an exhaust fan that expels the gas from the house. A crucial element to the radon mitigation is that exhaust fan. The fan creates a suction in a pipe, and it draws the air out of the soil beneath the house. It then is pushing the contaminated air out and above the house, allowing it to disperse into the atmosphere. The fan, it may be in the home's attic, just so you know if you're looking for that. Another important component of a radon mitigation system, which I never knew how this worked, but there's a pressure gauge or a manometer that's in our basement. And that's just a fluid gauge that tells you whether or not your fan is working, so you don't have to go up into the attic and see if your fan is working. Of course, after your system is installed, you will want to use a radon detector to regularly monitor the system and make sure it's actually reducing the amount of radon inside your home.
And I think we should double check that our radon detector is working. and make sure it's plugged in and all's well there.
I will add that to my to-do list. Yep.
Good, because I was just going to remind you to do that.
Yep, you're going to add that to your to-do list for the new year. You're going to add going to,
going
the, gym
to the gym
for your, to
okay,
your to-do list for the new year. Lots of things on the new year to-do list.
Okay,
I guess that's why they make Radon Awareness Month in January.
Right, right. Well, we are going to do that. And okay. If our listeners have any questions or comments related to today's show, you can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com. Through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a review wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast.
Till next week.
Bye-bye.